She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hello, everyone. My co-host Lisa Davis is out sick today, so I will be doing the show solo. I know she's listening, so Lisa, feel better soon. It's now time for our regular segment, Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. Dr. Ginger is an authority on workplace wellness and is bucking the old system of disease management. She's blazing a new trail with her disease reversal approach and is known for her 30-day Change Your Life Detox Challenges and her book, The Healing Powers of Green Juice. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ginger.
Hey, Andrea, glad to be here this week. And this week we're going to talk about the pervasiveness of genetically modified organisms in medicines and supplements.
Oh, you know what?
I'm so happy that you like.
Yes, and I'm so happy when I saw that you sent us the topic. I thought, yes, because, you know, even artificial colors that are found in medication. I've been taking thyroid medication for many years and way before I was into natural health. And one thing I always noticed was that the color of the medication. And there's so many artificial colors and other ingredients. So let's jump right into it, Ginger. I'm excited about this one.
Well, even, you know, the obvious thing, when you have a prescription drug or even a supplement, but we're going to talk about prescription drugs right here, you have active ingredients that usually cause a lot of the side effects, and then you have inactive ingredients that term inactive ingredients, you would think that those are things that wouldn't necessarily cause side effects because they're not active. But what we're discovering when you really look at it, for example, Xanax, you know, taken for anxiousness, nervousness, depression, the inactive ingredients are horrendous. I mean, you know, cornstarch. Cornstarch is one of the inactive ingredients, and we know that like 90% of the corn grown in this country is GMO. So there you go. Lactose. It has lactose in it. Lots of people are lactose intolerant, but for whatever reason, they use this in the inactive ingredients segment of that drug. Sodium benzoate, a preservative that's a known carcinogen, that reacts with our DNA by preventing the cells from uptaking oxygen. You know, that's in this as well. Magnesium stearate, which the stearate part is taken from cottonseed, which is one of the highest pesticides of all the oils, the cottonseed oil. You know, and then we have the colors, the FDNC, yellow number 6 and blue number 2, and these are petroleum-based. And, you know, so you thought you were anxious and depressed before you took Xanax. Wait till you read, like, what's really going on inside that drug. You know, and there are healthier alternatives.
You know, and before we get into those healthier alternatives, I just want to mention when I was taking my medication for thyroid, before I switched to desiccated, by the way, that I definitely recommend if you're able to tolerate it, if you need medication, because some people do need medication. I mean, right, Dr. Ginger? Listen, at the end of the day, we are not anti-medication. What I always believe is that if there are natural ways you could do it, like a natural supplement that can help and you don't have to turn to the drugs, then I'm definitely, you know, for trying that first.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't work, that's a whole other story. And listen, modern medicine has its place. It's phenomenal, but it's more a matter
can we
use some other alternatives? So one thing that people can do, for those of you who are listening, is when you go to your pharmacist, ask them. They have a book, and in that book, and I don't know if this is what you did, Dr. Ginger, but you can ask them to show you the book of ingredients, and you could see what exactly is in the medication you're taking.
You can a lot of this you can find online too if you just want to look it up. But you also need to, before you start taking a medication, you know, and we've seen the commercials on TV with all the crazy side effects, just look into some other alternatives and maybe try something a little less invasive first. You know, I mean, that's step one, really, before you start taking a prescription medication. And find out the root cause of your problem, because it might be something that's very easy to fix.
Well, I love that you said that. So, you know, and I think that's the key is a lot of us, you know, we were just chatting with a model Carol Alt, and she was telling us,
we love her too.
She's a super smart lady too. And I think what the key is too, is that our bodies, and like she was saying, our bodies are so deficient in minerals and vitamins and, you know, enzymes. And at the end of the day, that's what could be starving ourselves, right? So I think it's a matter of, you know, finding out what those nutritional needs are. So what would be an alternative? And then we're going to move on to the second point, but what would be an alternative? Like you said, there's so many, you know, alternatives out there.
We have the obvious herbs that we've heard about called valerian and St. John's wort, but, you know, B vitamins, if you're deficient in B vitamins, you're not going to have energy. You're going to be depressed. You know, the good fats, the omega-3 fats that you can find, you know, you don't even necessarily have to eat fish. You can eat, kind of cut out the middleman and eat what the fish eat, the blue-green algae and the greens. You know, but really it gets down to the diet. And like Carol Alt was talking about with the raw food diet, raw food diet gives you energy and makes you feel good. So incorporate more of that into your diet. Doesn't mean you have to become a raw foodist, but putting more of that into your diet. And then, of course, exercise. Exercise releases endorphins. I love yoga for de-stress because not only is it giving you a physical workout and releasing endorphins, but it's stimulating all sorts of organs with the different postures that it does. So there's lots of things that you can do, whether you're working with your doctor to wean you off some of these medications or before you even start those, give these things a try.
Yeah, and I think that's great advice. All right, let's move on to the next topic. Collecting rainwater on your own property is illegal in many states. What? How could this be?
You know what? And you might not know this, but it's been illegal in some states for 100 years. And it's only coming to light really now because there's some drought issues. And so some government officials in various states are noticing or finding out that people on their own property, whether it's a business or their home, are collecting rainwater. And in Utah, Washington, and Colorado, that is illegal. There was a case of a gentleman who had a car wash, and he wanted to collect the rainwater to use for his car wash so he wouldn't have to pull it from the faucet or, the tap or however they do it at car wash.
Yeah,
and he violated the water rights for unlawful diversion of rainwater for that state. So some of the states are now starting to look at this, but this has been on the books for a while, and, it's definitely a freedom that we enjoy, or we think that we enjoy that, in some states is completely illegal.
But why? Did you find out why it's illegal? Like, what's so bad about it?
Well, because the ultimate end is that, I guess, back when these were written, the government thought that you would be diverting water from the fresh water sources that they have. But the studies are showing that, it doesn't do that. It's not making any kind of significant impact if people were to just reuse their rainwater. As a matter of fact, it would save and conserve things because then they wouldn't be using as much from their tap. So it just, the kind of common sense needs to come out, and we need to kind of hit modern day with what's going on and let people utilize their rainwater that's falling on their own property instead of tap water. But right now in many states, it's unlawful to divert water.
What about California? I'm curious there.
It's not on the books there. It's Utah, Washington, and Colorado at this point.
So there's three.
There may be some counties in different places in other states where it's unlawful, but these are the three that are kind of making the news right now.
Now, let's talk a little bit. I mean, we have about minute and a half left. Why is collecting rainwater a good thing?
Well, you can reuse it in your garden. You can reuse it on your flowers. You can reuse it like this gentleman wanted to use it at a car wash instead of pulling fresh new water. He was just going to use the rainwater that was coming down on his property. And so, it's very green and eco, really, to reuse your rainwater. And at your home, it's just going to go down into the ground. And, I mean, really, is it really going to travel to a river or to a water source where they're going to turn around and use it tap water? Well, chances are probably not. It's probably going to dry up before it gets there. So, it's a big shocker for a lot of people when this hit the news that this was actually on the books, the law. I don't know what it's like up in Canada, but at least in these three states in the United States, that's what's going on.
I don't really know what it is up here, and I've never heard of it being illegal, but you know what? You're shocking me, so you never really know. That's crazy. All right. Well, very great information, Dr. Ginger. Of course, always love having you on the show. And can you tell people where they could find out more about you if they'd like to go to your website?
Absolutely. It's at thedrginger.com. That's thedrginger.com. I'm also on pretty much all social media under that same name, on Twitter at thedrginger. Facebook at the Dr. Ginger. And I wanted to let you know I have a new book coming out in the spring called The Rainbow Detox Cleanse. I'm really excited about. So we'll talk about that as it gets closer to being released. But that's
Woo-hoo!
Something I'm really excited
Congrats.
About. I'm writing it right now.
Congratulations, Dr. Ginger. You deserve it. That's exciting. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa, who's not here today. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day. Stay well.